Welcome to Miracle Business Breakthrough. This is your host, Amy Yamada, and I'm so excited to have you tuning in for our speaker series. And today, I am very happy to be introducing you to our speaker, Ava Waite. And Ava is an inspirational speaker, business mentor, and a forthcoming author. She believes that money-making should be feeling like bliss, and through her work, she provides innovative business, money, and marketing guidance to entrepreneurial women worldwide. So the reason I'm introducing Ava to all of you is that she didn't always have the thriving business that she has today. She actually went from food stamps to pulling herself out of poverty through entrepreneurship and now is able to experience five-figure months. Ava is passionately committed to helping women release financial constriction, feel content with money, and live richer lives through entrepreneurship. And Ava's clients often receive surprise income, travel the world with their businesses, and start signing on new clients at their highest prices yet. So welcome, Ava. Thank you so much for being here.
Amy, thank you so much. I am so excited to be here with you and your audience. So huge gratitude here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in our previous conversation, there was just so much laughter. And I just, I always love connecting with people who love to laugh and have fun. And you're just, it feels like you're next door. And we did realize that we are in the same state, which is unusual.
I know. So we need to visit each other really soon.
Yeah, we're talking about having coffee. And so that's always fun to connect with someone that's so close. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just that we were saying how it's such a small, small world when it comes down to it.
So
I would love to just jump right in and have you take us on a little journey. So if you could take us back in time, and when you think about our theme today, our miracle business breakthroughs, if you could share with us some of your own breakthroughs, we'd love to hear some of your stories.
I'd be happy to. Yes, yes. So as I'm imagining, I'm thinking back, so I started my business in 2009, so I've been in business for quite a few years now, and it honestly went really quick, so I do want everyone here to know that no matter where you are in business right now, if you're in that first couple years, or if maybe you're 3 or 4 years in, even if you might be in a place where it's feeling a little challenging, or you feel like you're waiting for your own business miracle to occur, just know that it truly does if you do stick with it and keep moving forward. And so, Amy, as I think back to all of the things that I've done in my own business, it did always come back to that I did not stop and I did mm-hmm. not give up. And that was so important. And so I'm thinking back to when I first started, I actually originally started in a nutrition coaching company. And that's what I was working on for the first few years. And I remember there were days where I would sign on a new client. And sometimes that would mean I would get a check in the mail that was for somewhere around maybe $1,200, something like that. And then there were other months where I would maybe just sell a few little itty-bitty-bitty products and maybe mm-hmm. make $40 to $97 in a month. And it was this crazy fluctuation. And I am thinking back to that because there was definitely struggle around money. I was still in a part-time job for a little while to support me and to support the business. So I had some mm-hmm. income there. But what was going on in my own company was that up and down, and never feeling like I had enough. And through a lot of searching and looking back through my history, what I started to notice is that I had actually been operating my business as a poor girl did. And mm-hmm. this actually stemmed back from when I was younger. I grew up without hot running water for about the first 13 years of my life, without indoor plumbing, food stamps, charity, all of that sort of support. And I actually didn't quite understand how money works just because often they don't even teach you this in school, how money even works and how to actually be able to create money. And so I was really confused about it for a while. And I remember one day when I had less than a dollar in my bank account, and I felt it was a point in time where I was trying to live off of probably $20 a week for food. And I'm committed to buying organic food. I had not enough.
Sure.
And I remember just laying on my bed and crying and feeling helpless. And I would say that the first really big miracle that happened for me was I was studying some of the teachings of Abraham Hicks, which mm-hmm. some of you might be familiar. There are many books, Abraham Hicks, Esther and Jerry Hicks. And there was this quote. And actually, you know what? I even, like, right now, I want to pull it up so I just have it in front of me.
Yeah.
If I get you correctly, because mm-hmm. it was the most powerful quote that I had ever read, and it truly did change the course of my business. And I just pulled it up in front of me. 30 days of feeling wonderful is all you need to manifest the biggest of dreams you've ever had.
Ooh, wow. Can you read it slowly yes. one more time, because everyone needs to write this down.
Sure. And this is from Abraham Hicks. 30 days of feeling wonderful is all you need to manifest the biggest of dreams you've ever had.
So good.
And I'm even over here, just I can feel
yeah.
it in my body. And what I honestly did, because I was at a place where I didn't have a lot to lose, right?
Right.
I mean, I had my little part-time job, but as far as the business went, I didn't have a lot to lose. And so I, at that point in time, decided to dedicate a period of 30 days to doing the things that made me feel happy. And at the time, many of those things had to be low cost, because I truly did not have a huge budget for this. So I was going to cafes. I was taking longer walks. I was dancing to music. There were so many little things that I was doing, and I was focusing on the good things and the things that felt wonderful and blissful to me. And it was very interesting, because during the course of that 30 days, especially toward the second half, I started signing on new clients. I remember that I was literally given first-class plane tickets to use, and
mm-hmm.
I ended up, I believe it was the next year, I think I doubled my income that year. And, I mean, this was years ago, so there have actually been many years now where I've just doubled my income every year.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these other amazing things started happening, and that was when I really noticed that my happiness was one of the biggest keys to my business success. And over the years, I did eventually shift out of my nutrition business, because I honestly fell in love about talking about money with women and talking about entrepreneurship and talking about marketing and teaching those. And so that is the biggest thing that I bring into my teachings, is I want making money to feel like bliss. And I believe that we can build our businesses in a way where we are supported by them, and that we are happier because of our businesses, or because of the ways that we make money. So
mm-hmm.
that really set a huge foundation, that one miraculous shift right there in that 30 days.
Well, and I love when you said that my happiness was one of the biggest keys to my success, because usually people do it the opposite way in theory,
mm-hmm.
like they think, once I'm successful, I will be happy, when it's really starting with your happiness and your passions and your joys, isn't it?
Mm, oh, my gosh. Yes, and I don't want it any other way, because
yeah.
even when, you know, when you think back, because I do have, on top of my marketing background, I do have my nutrition background,
mm-hmm.
I have seen people who, if they squelch their happiness, or if they keep themselves in businesses or jobs or careers that don't feel good, that
mm-hmm.
sometimes that actually starts to manifest as a physical issue or disease in the body. And
mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to have any of that. So,
right. Yeah, definitely.
I was choosing happiness for many reasons, for the financial reasons as well as the health reasons.
Well, and it just brings up a good point, that why wait to be happy? You know, why, you don't have to wait until
mm-hmm.
a certain point or a certain level of success or meeting a certain person, or it really is about those little moments. And sometimes, and I bet you've had these moments as well, I like to talk to my clients about when was the last time where you really kind of got lost in a project, or you just thought,
mm-hmm.
there's no other place I'd rather be but right here, right now. You know, we've all had those moments. And
mm-hmm.
and when you can just kind of bring yourself back, if you don't have those moments on a daily basis, or maybe you're not even seeing them or allowing yourself to experience them, even there, if they're there right in front of you, I always like to say, just close your eyes and take yourself back to the last time you really felt alive, and that you were so in the moment, and you felt so like the best version of you, and just in that space, you know, and just allow yourself to be there. And okay, and then when I kind of bring them out of that, I say, okay, so let's talk about how you can bring that element, that energy into your daily life. How great would that be? You know, and it doesn't have to be the same experience, but feeling that we all have when we're dancing to our favorite song or going to our favorite cafe, like you're saying, you know, it's just, sometimes I get away from it, you know, so I'm glad that you're bringing it up today because I can certainly get really into my work, my business. And even though I love what I do, it's important to really focus on the things that bring us such great joy outside of that, right? So.
Oh, yes. And then in our business, too, we get to, especially as we're practicing and trying out different methods of supporting people or different services that we offer. Like over the years, I've done many things. I've spoken. I've given keynotes. I've led online workshops. And from all of that, I know one thing that I absolutely adore is speaking and being on stages. And I love doing that. And so I'm continually building my business to bring more of those options to me, whether it's speaking at charity, fundraising events, or going into companies and speaking. I love that. It lights me up. So it's fantastic that we can actually choose to do things like that in our business and continue to make choices based on what will bring us the most bliss.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So once you kind of got through that experience of really realizing that you start with your happiness and you start really kind of enjoying the experience of making money and you released the kind of the nutrition-based business, What was kind of that next big breakthrough for you?
So it would have to be the first time I signed on $17,000 worth of new business in 30 days.
Awesome.
And that was, again, another huge leap. And I remember, so there was this point in my business where I was starting to really uncover kind of my the places around money that were sticky for me, the places around money and my relationship to money that didn't feel good. And I was starting to attract a lot of resources that were beginning to actually help me understand my place with money in this world. So I was starting to take courses that train people around money, and I even at the time developed my own 30 days to release your financial constriction, and I hired a mentor at that point as well, specifically to help me really release this financial constriction that I had and to become more comfortable with accepting more money. And so right at that point in time, right in that shift when all of these resources were coming to me, was that month that I signed on $17,000 worth of new business. And I remember being in that moment, and it actually felt easy. And, you know, this was me. I remember back to the year where I made $17,000 in a whole year in my business. Mm-hmm. I remember that year and what that year felt like. And then when I came to this new month of $17,000, it kind of stunned me at the simplicity of it. And it, just to give you a little background, it had taken changing my prices, changing some of my options, creating some new ways that people could work with me, and also finding clients in a way that felt really natural. So it wasn't about forcing people to work with me. It was more about letting them show up, letting them want it, letting them want support. And pretty soon after that, sales conversations just turned into fun conversations full of laughter, and really that's how it's been ever since then. But I would say that was another real miraculous month in my business.
So could you expand a little bit about finding clients in that beautiful way? Because I know that a lot of listeners who are tuning in right now are asking that question and saying, gosh, you know, I'm new in my business, or I'm in my business, but I've been in my business for a handful of years, and I just find myself coming to these plateaus or times when I get stuck and it just seems like nothing's happening. So talk about how you, in an authentic way, find your clients.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. So over the years, I found that the very best clients who end up being connected and who are just an absolute joy to work with and who I feel lit up by, the way that we meet seems to be very magical. And there are a few places that I tend to meet these people. And, okay, the first, you're going to love this, dinner parties.
That's great.
I literally have met clients who have brought thousands and thousands of dollars into my company at dinner parties over the years. And these might be social occasions. These might be maybe other businesses are having open houses and there's some sort of event that's happening. I will constantly go to not so much like weekly networking events, but I love to go to other conferences where entrepreneurs are hanging out. And so I remember one person who ended up hiring me, we had met at a conference, and we had gone out to dinner one night at the conference, and that's how we got to really know each other. And then a month later, she hired me. And So, again, it comes back to that, you know, what sounds really fun to you, what sounds enjoyable. And so for the first few years, I was meeting most everyone in person like that. I still do meet people in person, but my business is at this point now where a lot of it can run itself online because the people who know about me online and who I'm connected to online, most of them I've actually met in person at some point in time. So it's kind of like we just took that dinner party and moved it into the online realm, especially onto Facebook, which is where I love to hang out. And so a lot of the online marketing that I do right now and the way that most people are actually finding me now through online is I have hosted interviews. I have been interviewed. I have given teleclasses. So it's a lot of online speaking, which, again, goes back to what I shared is something that makes me really happy to do. And so most of my clients are meeting me now because they've heard my voice somewhere in the online world and felt that connection just through the energy of listening to me talk about my work.
Definitely. So with the online speaking, especially for those who are new to this kind of online world, do you have a preference or can you share some of the different types of online speaking that you've been on or even some you know, sometimes people say, oh, should I do a Skype or a Google Hangout or should I do YouTube videos or should I do, you know, audio only podcast style? Can you just speak to that a little bit more?
Oh, I'd be happy to. I think it just comes down to sometimes your own preference and maybe what you technically understand how to do. I know that for me, I have done a lot of teleclass interviews, so very similar to what you and I are doing right now, where I've brought guests on and we've had a conversation, and through that conversation, as other people listen in, they can learn. And so it gives my guests publicity, and it also gets my work in front of an audience. And then I have also, really since the beginning of my business, I've also had a YouTube channel. I think it's fun to do YouTube videos, but sometimes it does mean that you have to pay attention to the lighting and your hair and your, you know,
all those
put
things.
All the makeup on. There are a little more technical qualities that you have to pay attention to for a YouTube video, but I have done many of those. I have also done on Skype. This is very neat. You can actually purchase I think it's a software, and I actually don't remember the name of it right now, but it's a software that can be attached to Skype. So if you're on a Skype conversation with someone, this software can record your faces next to each other. So you can do an interview or have a conversation on Skype, have it recorded, and then upload that onto YouTube so people can continue watching it. So I've done that a lot too.
Is it maybe, I'm wondering, is it eCam or is that a different
one? It might be eCam.
Okay.
I don't remember
I just used eCam. So a couple of our speakers from Miracle Business Breakthrough both happen to be like two totally different, you know, separate speakers that don't know each other. Both happen to be in Mexico. One was in Cancun and one was just down the road in Playa del Carmen. And so it was so funny because, you know, with the international calling and all that, they said, oh, do you mind if we do it via Skype? And I knew there was a way to record. So I reached out to some of my colleagues and they said, oh yeah, ecamm.com is great for recording interviews. And I believe you can use it for video as well. Since I wanted to keep it consistent with audio, I just used the audio component of it. But if any of you want to check that out, that's great. And then for calls like this, as Ava was saying, I tend to use Instant Teleseminar. So if those of you, again, want to check out some great resources, you can write down instantteleseminar.com, and it's a great tool. There's also freeconferencecall.com, and both of them offer opportunities to record. So I always like to share those things because before I got into the whole world of, you know, recording interviews and training calls and that kind of thing. I mean, there's so many different tools out there that are really quite user-friendly, and the quality of services they provide are fantastic. So so that's great. I love that you've had the experience of doing all this online speaking as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it'll continue happening. That is the one way where we can be sleeping and someone on the other side of the planet can learn about us when they do the research.
Definitely, definitely. Do you have a favorite platform that you use of the ones that you were chatting about?
A favorite, which platform, Amy?
Yeah, so as far as whether you prefer to do the audio calls or if you prefer the YouTube, do you have a preference of either?
I actually don't think I have a preference. I like doing them both. I think I think anything with at least voice, I think mm-hmm. being able to see someone is fantastic. You know, this is something that I do when I'm hiring my own mentors and mm-hmm. people I want to work with. It's pretty much a requirement that I have to have heard them speak mm-hmm. somewhere. And I don't mean that I need to hear and watch them give a whole speech or anything like that, but I need to feel the energy of their words and the energy of them as a human to know if I'm actually mm-hmm. a right match for them. So as right. long as that's there, I think that's valuable. But I love either teleclasses, teleseminars, or video. I think they're both fantastic.
Very cool. Very cool. So why don't we bring you to present day, and can you share with us what you're focusing on now in your business?
I'd be happy to, yes. Oh, so, okay, I'm so excited. So I have been, for the past couple of years, writing my first book for women entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and it's called A Woman's Treasure. Mm-hmm. And it truly is about growing a business where making money does feel like bliss. And I think that along that project, working on that project, which writing a book is a very, very big project,
mm-hmm.
Much bigger than I thought even, that along the way, I've had so many other miraculous things show up in my life to actually support me in that particular project. Mm-hmm. And I am so very grateful for that, because I feel like when we're in alignment with what we're supposed to do next in business, that we mm-hmm. will start seeing more of those synchronistic miracles and great opportunities. And just to share an example, for about 5 weeks, I was given access to a mansion to write in that actually ended up going on the market and you know, for $1.5 million. And it was literally given to me just to write in.
Yeah.
I was just given access. You know, the first class plane rides. I've been given first class plane rides. And to me, these things, even though I would say that ultra luxurious things aren't like the biggest thing that I strive for in life, I felt that me writing a book about money mm-hmm. was going to be really important to actually be sitting and enjoying and experiencing some of these luxurious places during the creation of that book. So
right.
I feel really lucky for that and having access to getting to go actually see and walk around a couple private jets recently. And,
yeah.
and again, it all stems back to just wanting to show myself and wanting to show my audience that wealth is so accessible and it's right here. And sometimes mm-hmm. it's only one person away. And in business, it is so close to that we literally have the answers just sitting around us right now. And sometimes mm-hmm. we just need to see those.
Right. Just being really open, right, to receiving that abundance. So good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very cool.
So yeah.
You have a time frame as far as when your book is coming out?
It's actually really hard to say. I think we're still maybe realistically about a year away from getting it out. There are a lot of components. So,
sure. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
So, and you know, we see some books that go on the market these days that are just a sales letter packaged mm-hmm. into a book. And that is just not. My book is not allowed to just be a sales letter packaged into a book. So with
right.
that said, there are a lot more aspects than, you know, getting the person to write the foreword to it and getting the right designer and the right photographer for the cover and all of that stuff.
Sure.
So, but yeah, it'll be coming out. I'm so excited.
Very excited. Well, congratulations on that, because I know
that's
a huge
you.
Project. And
mm-hmm.
I just think it's fantastic that you're doing that. And it's something that will, you know, continue to inspire people over the years. So that's really
mm-hmm.
great.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
that's the intention.
Yeah, so Ava, a lot of our listeners are newer coaches and entrepreneurs that would love to know how to get to that first sweet spot in business of earning $10,000 each month on a consistent basis. So I'm asking each of our experts to share the top three tips that our listeners can apply right away in their businesses to work towards that goal. So what three tips can you share with our listeners today to get there?
Oh, sure. Okay. So the first thing that comes to mind is to have an income of $10,000, like a business income coming in, is I think that so simply, if you as an entrepreneur, you put together some sort of program, service, or offering that can be sold for $5,000 and mm-hmm. sell two of those every single month. Or if you feel like you're in a place where you could energetically actually receive $10,000,
mm-hmm.
like from one person, you could put together one $10,000 program and sell that per month. And I say that, you know, because I remember the first time that I started asking for rates, like, you know, in the $8,000 to $12,000 range, that I got really nervous. And sometimes mm-hmm. that didn't feel very comfortable for me. So we want, wherever you are, we want you to start at a place that does stretch you in your pricing, but also you don't feel like it doesn't sound completely ridiculous to you or way out of your
mm-hmm.
realm.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one thing right there that is just so simple. I mean, of course, you know, surrounding that, if you are selling two $5,000 packages per month, it does mean that you need to be developing an audience, growing an audience of people who would want to buy from you. It does mean that you'll be needing to get education around how to have great sales conversations, as well as how to do online marketing, how to really create an offering that sounds enticing to the people that you'd love to work with. So
mm-hmm.
all of that goes hand in hand.
Right.
The other thing that I would say around creating $10,000 a month, I don't know if this has ever happened to you where you have maybe they're a business mentor and they say you have to spend money to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I remember being at conferences when I was just starting my business, and there would be entrepreneurs up on stage, and they would say that if you want to make more money in your business, you're going to need to get comfortable spending money. And mm-hmm. I honestly thought that they were lying to me and that they were trying to cheat me into spending money on them and buying
yeah.
something from them. And so I didn't actually realize that this was my experience of it, that my wounding around money, my discomfort of spending money and receiving money, that the actual way that I needed to get over that was to commit to spending money on something.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I remember the first year when I signed on, I hired a mentor, and I think maybe our total for our work together came to like $27,000.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
wow,
huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huge. And I was so committed to it, and I was so willing to figure out a way to make that money because, you know, with a price tag like that, there isn't often a lot of other ways that you can get bailed out of that, right? Like your regular friends, maybe they don't have access to that money, or maybe they do. I don't know. But so just making that commitment to spend money and
mm-hmm.
and to then learn how to make money, that actually, I really would say that completely changed my financial outlook. That completely changed the way that I was able to then receive money. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, from that has changed my business income in very big ways. So if those of you on the phone call right now, if there is a mentor that you're feeling connected to and you want to have support you and actually train you and teach you how to make money, just know that you might actually be called to make an investment with them as a way to energetically open up to more money coming back into you. And
right.
I don't say that in a way to try to trick you. I've actually experienced that to be very true.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so funny. This is such a good topic because I think oftentimes newer entrepreneurs will do as much as they can on their own, right, because they're really watching their pennies and their dollars. And,
mm-hmm.
and I was when I first got
oh, yeah.
started, you know. Yeah, when I first got started, I was like, I'm going to do as much as I can on my own because I want to save money and, you know, be responsible. And it's actually the opposite. And it's amazing how the more you start to really trust in yourself to make the right decision, to connect with the right mentor or community or program, right? It's just you're that much more in a place to thrive. So it's about really creating that right environment. You know, if you think about, I always like the analogy of you know, creating your own garden, even though I'm not a gardener. I don't know why I use this. I like the idea of it. Maybe one day I'll have a beautiful garden, but I'm manifesting that. But if you really think about it, you know, it's about putting things together in the right environment. So you want to make sure you have the right soil and have the right amount of light and the right amount of, you know, sunshine and rain and all these things. And it's like, if you don't have all those components going for you, then you're not really giving yourself the most, the highest chance to thrive and to grow and to, you know, just be surrounded with that support and guidance. And once that really clicked for me, and I kind of took some baby steps, you know, I worked with a business coach maybe for a few months and really was like, you know, again, just like, oh, I'll spend, you know, a few $100 here and there, you know, but really once you get to that point where you're really investing quite a bit more, you know, in the five figures or higher, that's when, I mean, I hate to say it, but that's when everything gets really real, because it puts a fire under you to say, okay, I'm committed to this, which I love that you use that wording. It's not like, you know, of course we have our goals and all that, but when you say, I'm committed to this, that is a strong word to use, and not just committed to spending this money, but I'm committed to making some money, and I'm going to do everything I can because this mentor that I'm connected with and I feel a good fit with has done it. They are where I want to be. So I think that that's something to consider. But I love that you brought that up as a tip, because I'm a huge believer in it. So yeah, definitely.
And then I just had one last thing to add around creating $10,000 is I think it's so important for us to realize how much money and wealth truly is in this world. And growing up, because I didn't really have access to a lot of money, or I didn't think that I did, I have come to realize that actually we all do, is that I used to think that $100 was really, really, really big, and that it took a lot of work to get to $100. And I remember an airplane ride that I was on not long ago, and as the plane was landing, I was looking down at all of the buildings and all of the streets and all of the cars and just trying to even add up how much money it took to actually create all of those things. And so I was up in this plane thinking of how many millions and probably billions of dollars were just laying out just below me, just in this one little piece of the earth. And it really showed me that there is so much wealth in this world. And so I think we do need to start making like $10,000. If we can find a way to just shift our approach to that, where $10,000 starts to seem like a small number instead of a large number. And so there are various ways to do that, but that is one, is just looking around and noticing how much wealth there truly is around you right now. You could even just add up all the wealth in your house and cars if you own any, and it's amazing.
Definitely. You know, it's funny that in talking about money, you know, it can be such a sticky topic for people for whatever reason. And one of our other speakers, her name's Olga Plastino, and she's actually someone that I've gotten to know over the years, and I'm excited to have her. It's one of our experts. She's a personal branding strategist and a photographer. And whenever the topic of money comes up, this is what she says. Are you guys ready? You're going to be blown away.
Okay.
Write this down. She says, Amy, it's just money. She's like, it's just money. So if there's something that you want, right, like you're like, oh, I just really want to go on this, you know, excursion, with safari in Africa, or oh, I just love that house on the water that's, you know, $1.5 or $2 million or whatever. She's like, oh, great. It's just money. You know, like, that's it. And the way she says it, it's so, like, happy and playful and, like, it's no big deal. Like, it really, yes, somebody has to live there. Why not be you? And so it's just such a great, happy way. And it kind of makes me think of you and your energy around money, and it makes me kind of happy about it. And so, So let's just let go of those limiting beliefs and, you know, wherever we came from, whatever we've been through. You know, a lot of people went through some tough times around 2008-ish, you know, when the economy took a hit. But it's really about just tapping into that abundant flow and the 30 days of being joyful. And And hey, it's just money. Right? That's so good. Right. I love that.
It can come back to you. It can be renewed.
It can. Yeah, it's just funny. So, Ava, this has been so much fun. Is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners today?
Oh, yes. Well, I do have a free gift for everyone because I love chatting about money. And if for those of you who really want the conversation to continue and to just learn more and go deeper into really creating money in a fun way, I do have a gift. It is at avawaits.com. So AVAWAITS.com/free-gift. And it is 5 secret steps to release financial constriction and let your business take you on vacation. And I put that together because oftentimes I talk about this term, releasing financial constriction, and that means releasing all of those little, like, cruddy blocks that hold money from us or keep us from being able to circulate money out. And so so I put this together, and also I don't even think we talked about this very much, well, except that we talked about airplanes quite a bit on this call, but yes. I am the biggest admirer of travel, and I know that many entrepreneurs go into business now so they can actually have the flexibility to go traveling and sometimes even have their business completely pay for that. And and so that's why I decided to add that section into this report that you can grab at avawaits.com/free-gift.
Great. That sounds good to me. Yeah, so everyone that is listening, you should check this out. We'll make sure that the link is on her speaker's page, avawaits.com/free-gift. It's so great when we have such amazing speakers that are being so generous with their information and their gifts. So, Ava, thank you so much. That is so great of you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. Yep, I'm excited to share it with people. And it is really, you know, when I created it, it was really about looking at what I did to go from that, like, the small income months to that $17,000 month. So information about that will be in that report.
Definitely, definitely. And just one more question for you. What types of clients typically do you work with? Just so for those of you who are listening and you're just like, wow, I really love what Ava is about and I really want to connect with her, what kind of clients do you typically work with?
Oh, I'd be happy to. Yeah. So in my private coaching practice, I work with a lot of women entrepreneurs who are dedicated to having businesses that are a way to really bring all of their passions in so they can be in those things that they're passionate about. They can do the things that they enjoy already, and they can make money off of them. And so I tend to attract a lot of nutrition professionals. I have supported relationship coaches, authors, people who are developing their own sort of process, whether it's kind of in the natural healthcare world or if it's a process, maybe some sort of creative process or body of work, and they're wanting to develop that into a program and be able to sell it. And I've noticed that many of the people who show up in my life are really committing to having more joy. That's a huge part. So I love working with people who can laugh and can have fun with this. And I'm not the type of coach who's going to make you get down and give me 50 push-ups, because I actually don't think that old model of being so strict like that works. I really want people to have fun while they're making money. So a lot of women who are just ready to take the things they love and actually turn them into a business that can bring them income.
Awesome. Well, Ava, this has been so much fun. I really, really appreciate you being a part of this. I love your energy. I mean, you really exude that joy and that passion, and I can tell that you love working with your clients to help empower them in so many ways and have fun while doing it. And why not have fun while we're building these amazing businesses? So
thank you
for just being you. You're fabulous.
I don't ever want to retire. That's the thing. I mean, even as I do new things, I don't ever want to retire. I like this. Why would I want to
so fun, right? Yeah. Well, exactly. We'll definitely need to grab coffee soon. I'm so excited that you're not on the other side of the planet, so that's exciting. Not that we shouldn't think that we still wouldn't meet, right? That's we should be in the abundant flow of money.
You can join me in Paris.
It's just money. Maybe we should make it a retreat. You know, hey, let's meet up in Paris and talk business and have fun. So,
that's
thank you, thank you. It has been so much fun. You're welcome. Thank you, Amy, and everyone for listening and for being here. Thank you so much. And enjoy. I know that you'll be seeing and experiencing your own miracles very, very soon.
Definitely. And we do hope that you'll come back and join us again in the future. So we'll be reaching out to you again. So, and to those of you who are listening to our series, once again, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I empower you to break free and turn your small business into your dream business. Take care.